Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
As Republicans line up behind Trump, Democrats attempt to fight back. Leading the charge, 83-year-old Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The pair drawing tens of thousands at rallies in Arizona and Colorado.
ABC Selena Wang. Senator Chuck Schumer says he will not resign for voting with Republicans to avert a shutdown. His Brooklyn home drew demonstrators. The first black Republican woman elected to Congress has died. Mia Love of Utah was 49. She was battling brain cancer. Ahead of Monday talks to bring a ceasefire to Ukraine, Russia sent more drones across Ukraine, including the capital, Kyiv, killing seven. Those U.S. brokered talks in Saudi Arabia are still on. This is ABC News. Early reviews are meh for the opening night on Broadway for Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal in Othello. The New York Post calls it slow, fellow. It's the most expensive ticket on Broadway. $338 is the average. Center Orchestra and some mezzanine are going for $921. If you want to see George Clooney's Good Night and good luck finding a cheap seat there, too. $300 is the average ticket. If you want to see Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, and Bill Burr in Glengarry Glen Ross, that's over $200 on average. But you still can go to Broadway and not go broke. The New York Times counts nine shows selling seats for under $50, including Chicago, Hadestown, and Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Winter storm warnings for maybe a half a foot of snow by morning from the northern plains to the upper Midwest. A spring dusting may hit New England. The 95 corridor is bracing for a messy Monday morning. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Breezy and cool, some clouds early, then turning mostly sunny today, a high of 45. West and northwest winds at 12 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 25. Tuesday, 48 with a slight chance of flurries. Tuesday night, a few clouds and cool, a low of 27. Wednesday, mixed skies and milder, isolated sprinkles possible, and 51. Breaks of sunshine and mild on Thursday with a high of 56, and Friday mostly cloudy and warmer yet. Scattered rain showers likely and a high of 62. That's a look at weather for today, Monday, March 24th. Right now, winds around 14 from the east, and after some rain yesterday, all total in the last 48 hours, about 96/100ths of an inch of rain. Be aware, with that temperature that has dropped, there are a few slippery spots this morning, especially on some of the driveways and sidewalks today. It's 27 degrees.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
sent far from the peaceful shore. Buried deep you stay within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving services to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. Could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
The Hee Haw Gospel Quartet and Love Lifted Me. Great job there by Kenny and Grandpa and Roy and Buck. Before that, our national anthem performed by Maggie Rose. Hello, my friends. Today is Monday. Today it's a chance to go out and make your mark today as we attack another week, another day in Southwest Wisconsin. And get ready for, my goodness, another holiday. April Fool's Day next week, right? Wow. Doesn't seem possible. Anyway, let's start those chores. We'll get some scores to get you in the know, including a win for the Badger women's hockey team, a national title. Details in about 10 minutes or so.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make the film about a man that's sad. Well, I'll bet you I'm a gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know naturally, we'll make the same.
You were all she ever wanted. That was once upon a time. She was all you ever needed. That's what makes it such a crime. How you took her heart for granted. How you threw her love away. Now you still don't understand it. If you did, you'd never say it was too good to be true. What did you expect a girl as good as her? She's not too good to be true. She's just too good to be true to you. Just because she never said so doesn't mean she didn't see. Every time you stole an apple off somebody else's tree. Late last night that lipstick litter she left on the bedroom door. Said you don't get it. And you ain't gonna get it anymore. That was too good to be true. What did you expect a girl as good as her to? What do you think would make that woman go find somebody new? She's not too good to be true. She's just too good.
Peterson on WRCO Radio, The Light in the Milk House Show, 5:13 today. A reminder, Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal coming up tonight from 5 until 6:30, and all are welcome. Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be open today, a drive-through pantry, starting at 4 o'clock with no registration. Social distancing will be practiced. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. And Backroads Resurrection Life Church and Grandview Family Worship will host motivational speaker Jason Maupin with Elevate Industries. He'll be sharing a faith-based message regarding mental health at 6:30 tonight at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Doors will open at 6 with free pizza while supplies last, door prizes and giveaways at the end of the night, and all are welcome to attend that event tonight.
Oh, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. Many's the time I've been too timed. Many's the time I've been stung. Many a honey took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful. Made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night. I met a gal with the goldenest hair. Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
She had the bluest of blue eyes. She had the cherriest lips. Shouldn't have kissed her. I tried to resist her, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted. I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw, and my heart went along for the ride. Oh, oh,
fool and fall in love again. Oh, 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 I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
That was the end of my roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, I got in the slant. I'm, oh, I'm a ring-a-ding daddy, rocking the cradle at nighttime, living and loving each day. Got me a wife, she's the light of my life, and when I kiss her good morning, I say, oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
Jimmy Rogers on the Light in the Milk House show. 27 degrees. It is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin as we head toward 45 later. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
An update on sports this morning is up next, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Champions were crowned in 5 divisions at the boys' state basketball tournament. Division 5 won by Cochrane Fountain City. 4 was won by Aquinas. 3, Milwaukee Academy of Science. Wauwatosa West won Division 2. And Wisconsin Lutheran won the Division 1 crown. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Kristen Sims scored on a penalty shot to tie it after a successful Wisconsin challenge with 18 seconds left, and then delivered the winner 249 into sudden death overtime to rally top seed Wisconsin to a 4-3 victory over number 2 seed Ohio State in the championship match of the women's hockey Frozen Four. Coach Mark Johnson's Badgers beat Ohio State 1-0 in 2023 before losing to the Buckeyes last season. So the Badger women now champions once again. Elsewhere, it was the Brewers getting an exhibition win over Colorado 6-0. First real game of the season coming up already on Thursday. Also, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points and 17 rebounds, and the Bucks took off a sluggish start to beat the Sacramento Kings 114-108. Kyle Kuzma added 14 and 14 rebounds for the Bucks. Elsewhere in the NBA, Detroit was a winner over New Orleans 136-130. Cleveland 120, Utah 91, Boston 129, Portland 116. San Antonio got the win against Toronto 123-89, Miami 122, Charlotte 105, Atlanta 132, Philadelphia 119, Denver over Houston 116-111, and Oklahoma City over the LA Clippers 103-101. College basketball, are your brackets shot? Mine are pretty well done. Yesterday's winners included Duke, Florida, Alabama, Michigan State, Maryland, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Arizona all claiming victory in second round action. Kyle Larson passed Alex Bowman with six laps remaining in NASCAR's Cup Series race at Homestead Miami Speedway, giving the Hendrick Motorsports driver the 30th win of his career at one of his best tracks. That's an update on sports for this Monday morning.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
The Aerobic Polka is next. It is powered by SUPS Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ. SUPPZ. SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
All right. Good to have you up and early this morning. Time for the early morning workout. A one and a two and a...
Places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, they'll run a good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a diver a joint. Don't call it a diver a joint. It's called a tap room in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan, it's a plush-lined club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London, it's a bloomin' pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport, and it's Boilermakers in Squeedunk. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. For refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run a good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a diver a joint. Don't call it a diver a joint. It's called a bar room in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Wilkes-Barre. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland, or a cider mill in Tennessee. They serve a schooner in old Altoona, like the honky-tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still a quart. Newport, and it's Boilermakers in Squeedunk. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk.
There you go. That's a good way to start out a Monday. Russ Morgan and his orchestra and the old barroom polka. 5:25 the time, 27 degrees here at the radio studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. The Light in the Milk House show powered by Brouhaha Roasters. We need a little coffee after that last polka there, I tell you.
a big limousine. I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Wow, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Tammy Wynette Quartet on WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, the Light in the Milk House Show. Today's high temperature around 45, breezy and cool, some clouds early, then turning mostly sunny. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight, and 25 for an overnight low. There could be a few slippery spots this morning after all that rain yesterday and the temperature dropping as quickly as it did. We were at 31 at midnight. Right now it is 27 degrees.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Cattle on feed, numbers tumbled. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The USDA says the placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots fell sharply in February. 1.55 million cattle were placed onto feed in February, a drop of 18% on the year. That was despite the U.S. reopening the border to imports of live cattle from Mexico. 1.6 million cattle were marketed in February. That's a decline of 9%. 11.6 million cattle were on feed in the U.S. as of March 1st, a decrease of 2%. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers have introduced a bill they say will lower the cost of eggs for consumers. Dusty Johnson from South Dakota sponsors the Lowering Egg Prices Act. He says the bill rolls back regulations and takes a different food safety approach for breaker eggs.
Now, those are eggs that are at some point broken, but regardless of what you do with them, you pasteurize them. Those don't need to be refrigerated quite as quickly because they're cooked. But the Obama-era regulation says we do have to refrigerate them immediately, and if you don't, you've got to throw them away.
Johnson says by not throwing the eggs away, the egg supply would improve by several million in the United States, and he says the bill could stand alone or be included in the next farm bill. Egg production declined in February of 2025. USDA says 7.85 billion eggs were produced in February. That's down 9% from February of last year. The number of laying hens March 1st was 8% lower than last year. Numbers down partially because of highly pathogenic avian influenza. An irrigation specialist is hearing farmer concerns about nutrient management ahead of the growing season. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the North American Farm and Power Show in Owatonna, Minnesota.
Mike Kilmer with Apple Irrigation says there's a common theme among growers he works with.
The biggest concern that growers have right now is getting their nitrogen applied in a proper manner.
He tells Brownfield irrigation can be a solution.
It allows them to spoon feed the crop with nitrogen.
Kilmer says nitrogen can be applied several times throughout the growing season.
This eliminates the need for the nitrogen to leach through the soil and applying it to the crop just at the right time when it needs it.
In southern Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Nearly 20 nonprofit agricultural organizations and cities have joined in a lawsuit to restore federal funding for farmers. PASA Sustainable Agriculture's Hannah Smith Brubaker tells Brownfield, funding approved by Congress and allocated through federal contracts should be binding.
It's unfair. It has a really negative impact on farmers and their local communities and community organizations like ours.
She says it's likely many organizations and farmers won't recover and could go bankrupt because of the grant freezes. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield anchor reporter Mark Dorenkamp. Growing up in a rural community in North Iowa, I watched as my family and others struggled farming in the 1980s, with my dad eventually leaving the farm to work at a local grain elevator. At that time, I wanted to get away from farming. But going on 20 years as a farm broadcaster, I've discovered a passion for telling stories about people like my dad. Thanks for letting me tell your story, too.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
active Friday for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity held out until the end of the week, and it was well worth the wait for sellers. In fact, you'll likely see some record highs hit for those weighted averages. Live deals in the South were at $210, $7 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North was marked at $335, $10 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. And live deals in the North range from $212 to $216, $3 to $6 higher than the prior week's business. At the Lamoni Livestock Auction in Iowa, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers were mostly $10 to $29 higher, with lighter weight cattle seeing the biggest jump. Heifers were $17 to $29 higher. The USDA says buyers were most interested in lighter cattle ahead of spring. Demand was good, both in-house and online. Supply was moderate. Medium and large one feeder steers, 651 to 683 pounds, brought $328.50 to $349. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 606 to 622 pounds, brought $312.50 to $333.50. Box beef ended the day mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice stand 261 at $325.45. Select closed 26 cents higher at $309.62. Estimated cattle slaughter was 100,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Prices reflected that. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but ongoing trade uncertainties and the threat of tariffs add pressure to the market. U.S. export sales for pork have seen consecutive weeks of marketing year lows. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 99 cents with a weighted average of 88.40. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.39 lower with a weighted average of 88.20. And the Western Corn Belt down $1.29 with a weighted average of 88.16. Pork values closed higher, up $1 at 96.86. Loins, ribs, butts, and hams were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 472,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down almost 14,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the on-feed numbers despite sharply higher cash business. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by the stronger pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com. The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly at 210 live and 335 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both saw at least a little bit of pressure from the higher trade in the dollar. May beans were down 3 1/4 at 10.09 and 3/4. July was 3 3/4 lower at 10.21 1/2. May corn was 4 3/4 lower at 4.64 1/4, and July was down 4 at 4.71 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, waiting for the on-feed numbers out after the close. April live was down 152 at 206.95. June was 225 lower at 202.77. April feeders were 347 lower at 284.97. And with pork higher at midday, April hogs are up 57 cents at 86.12. May lean was $1.05 higher at 89.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Hang on tight. U.S. ag trade is on a roller coaster ride. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Trade is key to the success of U.S. agriculture, and it also happens to be a hot button for our new president. During the recent Ag and Food Policy Summit hosted by AgriPulse, one panel discussed ag trade and tariff policies. Jim Sutter, CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
And I think we all need to be supportive and patient. And I think the key thing that I think about is how do we make sure we don't too much damage our reputation as a reliable and consistent supplier? How do we, in this time period, while all this stuff is going on, how do we make sure we're not hurting our reputation? I think that's a key thing we need to be thinking about in our industries.
Sutter admits that it's hard to keep up with the presidential policy directives.
All of these changes and the things we're all kind of spinning our heads trying to keep up with are there to create a situation that allows negotiations to take place and really to get some results that we want.
Another panelist was Michael Dykes, president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association.
The Southeast Asia markets, the boundary countries to China, clearly opportunities there. And I think diversifying our market is important. We're optimistic about all those things. We need to be looking for opportunities in a lot of places. 1.4 billion people in India, in my view, it's too big to ignore.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
A new dairy partnership has been formed. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The U.S. Dairy Export Council, the National Milk Producers Federation, and the Guatemalan Dairy Development Association recently signed a memorandum of understanding that will strengthen ties between the two industries. The three organizations are advocating for free and fair trade policies and promoting greater dairy consumption. U.S. DEC President and CEO Krista Harden says a strong trade relationship benefits both U.S. and Guatemalan dairy sectors, and it's clear that imposing misguided trade barriers harms everyone, particularly Guatemalan consumers. Harden says U.S. DEC is excited to work together to continue to build a strong partnership between the two dairy industries. February milk production statistics show what a difference a day makes. USDA says production in the major dairy producing states was 2.6% lower last month than it was a year ago. But production was 0.9% higher than a year ago when adjusting for leap year. The top 24 producing states made 17 billion pounds of milk, and going back to February of 2023, production was pretty close, nearly 18 billion pounds. Production per cow down last month. Top 24 major states had a production drop of 66 pounds. California and Wisconsin remain number one and two for the most milk cows. Michigan continues to have the highest milk per cow average. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up 2 cents at 50 cents with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1¾ to 160 and a quarter. 9 sales recorded. Cheese barrels dropped 1½ cents to 155 with 6 sales. Butter up 0.75 cents, 230 and a quarter. 15 sales recorded. Nonfat dry milk down 0½ cent to 114 and a half with 9 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Taylor Williams from Lancaster High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Taylor is a three-sport athlete who enjoys the competition and the camaraderie gained by playing alongside his friends. He enjoys seeing how a small community like Lancaster comes together for their games.
You feel like you got a lot of support on your back, and it's really nice as a community for everybody to come together and come watch.
He gives back by helping teach fundamentals to young kids in the community, just like he was taught when he was young.
We have this program called Little Arrows for Basketball. We help with the little kids and teach them a lot of simple skills you need to have in basketball, and it's really fun for all of them because they kind of look up to you in a way.
Taylor spends time helping out on his uncle's farm and enjoys raising money for his school's athletic teams. He hopes to continue to keep competing in college and would like to be a coach someday.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 45, some clouds early, then becoming mostly sunny today. So we have that to look forward to. 45 for a high, west and northwest winds at 12 to 20. For tonight, partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 25. Tuesday, 48 with a few flurries and sprinkles in the morning. We've had the wind, which has been pretty constant over the last 12 or 24 hours. It looks like we did receive 96 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Rain that started early yesterday morning, and so just shy of an inch. Winds at times at 10 to 12 miles per hour right now out of the northeast. And we continue at our overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 27 degrees. Good morning from the Light and the Milk Cow Show.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. Indian laid over in the antique store. Elijah, yo. Well, he stood there and said he never let it show, 'cause he could never answer yes or no. Sunday feathers and held a tommy hawk. The maiden wore capes and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, well, he stood there as a lonely ass can be, 'cause his heart falls of an old pine knotted tree. Time. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her oh so far away, but oh, Elijah stayed. Elijah, oh, oh. Well, he stood there and said he never. Yes or no, no or no. Poor old Elijah, really never got a kiss. Poor old Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red?
Roger on that port old wooden deck. Oh, you're... Glider. If you've never felt what happens when two hearts fall together, I've never seen love written in stars, and knew it was forever. If you don't believe that destiny can start with just one wish, watch this. I'll show you love like you've dreamed of. I've got so much to give. Watch this. Don't be afraid.
And watch this here on WRCO. Tony's weather comes up in just a little bit. And also, in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll begin a brand new text to win contest in WRCO. So we'll give you some keywords that you can text in, and you can be a part of the statewide contest, which could net you some really cool prizes, courtesy of Civic Media. That's again in the 7 o'clock hour. This morning, beginning over the next couple of weeks, you've got some shots at that. Tony's weather right around the bend, and the ABC News update as well.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Paid for by the candidates.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it will be a little bit chilly and breezy today in the wake of a storm system which brought the messy rain and snow across the Badger State yesterday and last night. Of course, snow totals got upwards of 8 inches in parts of north-central Wisconsin over toward the northeast part of the state as well. We should be relatively quiet for the bulk of this work week. There is a weak disturbance or two dropping in from the northwest, so we can't rule out a sprinkle or flurry out there tomorrow. Maybe again on Wednesday, but really not much to speak of. However, toward the weekend, a big surge of moisture will come in from the south, coupled with a low pressure area, which should provide us with some off and on rain. Could see rain totals over an inch for the upcoming weekend, and even a small chance on the tail end of it late Sunday that it could mix with some sleet or snow in parts of Wisconsin. So definitely check in for updates as we get a little bit closer. So today, look for breezy and cool conditions, some clouds early, then turning mostly sunny. High in the mid-40s, west-northwest wind 12 to 20 miles per hour, diminishing to 10 later on. For tonight, partly cloudy and frosty, low in the mid-20s with light northwest winds. Tomorrow should be variably cloudy with a small chance of flurries or sprinkles in the morning, high in the upper 40s. Northwest wind up to 10. On Wednesday, mixed skies and milder with some isolated sprinkles possible, high about 51. Heading into Thursday, breaks of sun and mild, patchy drizzle is possible, low at 34 with a high of 56. Friday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 40, high 62. Scattered rain showers are likely. Saturday, breezy with periods of rain, low in the 40s, high in the mid-50s. Sunday, breezy with rain likely once again, high at 52. There is a small chance that the rain could mix with sleet or snow late in the day as some colder air works in. Have a nice morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Twenty-seven degrees and partly cloudy this morning. 42 was yesterday's high. We picked up 96 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in that rain that lasted most of the day and evening. A record high for March 24th, 76 in 1939. Record low, 6 degrees below zero in 1888.
Last year's high was 41 and the low 27. Sunset will occur at 7:18 this evening. Sunrise time this morning, just before 7 o'clock. Coming up in an hour. Right now, east to northeast winds at 7 to 10 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.03. No precipitation today. It is an on-time morning. There could be a few slippery spots this morning, especially on sidewalks and driveways today after that rain and the cooler temperatures in the overnight. Once again, it's 27.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where a news update is next, sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, a flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan nationals deported from the U.S. arrived in Venezuela. That flight accepted by the Venezuelan government, but deportation flights for suspected gang members to El Salvador continue to get scrutiny from a federal judge who wants to know if the Trump administration defied his order. Border Czar Tom Homan told ABC, no.
This will be litigated, but as of right now, I've been insured by the highest levels in ICE that every one of these members, TDA.
There's a hearing set for today. Another round of talks underway in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia, looking for a framework to end